sticks and stones and a bag of bones. A Mermaid Bay Christmas Shop Mystery. Book 1. By Heather Widener. Narrated by Carrie Coelho. Chapter 1. Escaping for a few minutes from the constant grind of living and working in a beach community, Jade Hicks and Chloe, her French bulldog, walked near the water's edge and breathed in the tangy salt air. Chloe, a white ball of spunk, spent most of her time chasing the advancing and retreating water and the occasional fiddler crab. Ambling across the wet sand toward the pier, Jade made to-do lists in her head for things she needed to finish this morning at Tis the Season. She loved the Christmas store her grandmother created, but trying to keep it viable in the tiny community of Mermaid Bay, Virginia, was a full-time job and then some. Jade felt as if she spent every waking moment finding new ways to keep the business solvent year-round. A shrill scream pierced the quiet morning, and Jade's thoughts of the store evaporated like the sea mist. She looked around for the source. A second, longer scream drowned out the cause of the seabirds. Scooping up Chloe, she trotted toward a blonde woman in hot pink and black athletic wear. The woman waved her arms like she was swatting bees and hopped around in the sand. A male jogger and his chocolate Labrador retriever reached the woman first. Both stared at an open, sandy, wet suitcase. Bernie Nash, Jade's occasional handyman and part-time Santa, waddled over with his metal detector. The woman took several deep breaths and pointed at the suitcase.
"I tripped over something, and when I got my footing, I saw that... those..."
Several long bones and some seaweed had spilled out onto the sand, while a lone skull sat inside a suitcase filled with wet sand and dregs of seawater. The male jogger snapped several photos, while his dog sniffed the contents.
"It was open like that?" Jade asked.
The woman shook her head no.
"I peeked inside to see whose it was. I didn't expect someone to be in there."
"Stuff washes up all the time. You never know what you'll find out here. So far this morning, I've found a belt buckle and 38 cents.
Bernie jingled the change in the pockets of his khaki cargo shorts. His curly white beard almost touched the second button of his flamingo Hawaiian print shirt.
"This tops it all. She's got me beat with the fines today."
Bernie's eyes widened as he stared at the suitcase. Jade pulled out her phone and dialed 911.
"This is Jade Hicks. I'm on the beach near Sugg's Pier, and a bag of bones washed up on shore."
"A bag of bones?" the dispatcher asked.
"Yes, in a black suitcase. We can see bones and a skull. You know, human remains."
Jade's voice drifted off.
"I'll send a unit by. Is anyone in any danger?"
"No. It was just not what we expected to see on the beach this morning." Jade adjusted the wiggly Chloe under her arm to keep the little dog's curiosity about the suitcase's contents and the other dog contained.
"The unit is about 10 minutes out. Make sure someone directs him to the location."
"Will do. We'll be here waiting." Jade disconnected and looked at the others.
"Police are on their way."
"I'll go stand near the road to see if I can see them,"
the male jogger said.
"Come on, Oscar."
The man whistled, and the lab followed him to the parking lot near the pier.
"Are you okay?"
Jade asked the female jogger, who'd plunked down in the sand. She rested her head in both hands.
"Just a little surprised. I thought I tripped over driftwood or something buried in the sand. I was humming along on this perfect morning and wham! Where in the world did these come from? Who puts bones in a suitcase? This is beyond creepy."
She wrapped her arms around herself and shivered. Jade stared at the grayish brown bones in the sand. Some of them looked dented, with chipped ends. She shuddered and stared out at the ocean to keep her mind from dwelling on what might have caused the bones to be so damaged. Jade and Bernie watched the waves while the woman tapped on her phone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?